thank you so much for joining us, Evan Bray. Great to have you back. Boy, what a difference a week can make. Last weekend, sitting in the grain truck as we're harvesting wheat, and we were sweating. Well, my brother wasn't. He's got air in the cab of the combine, but I did not have that benefit, and it was 32, 33 degrees. This weekend, not going to be quite that hot, but still, you know what, weather-wise, pretty good for farmers out harvesting. So hope you have a good, successful, productive weekend this weekend that way as well. Well, Saskatoon is about to get a big dose of laughter again. The Comedy Pit kicking off its fifth season next week, September the 9th. You remember we talked about this a bit last year. The Comedy Pit is the city's only dedicated clean stand-up comedy room, and it gives first-time stand-up comedians a chance to try out the art form as well. But the Comedy Pit is a lot more than just laughs. Boy, they have done some great stuff for local charities through the years, because through their fundraising efforts over the last four seasons, they've donated more than $15,000 to local causes, mental health, youth programs, food security, families facing grief, a variety of different things. Behind the scenes, you will recognize this name, Ari Avivi. We have had Ari on the program. I feel like you can fill a few different roles on the program. Sometimes it's just a call into our open line segments, and other times it's you're a marriage commissioner. I know you do that. Ari Avivi is the producer of the Comedy Pit, who's also... like I say, a regular on our show, Ari Avivi. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Evan. I honestly didn't think I was going to make it here. I had a two-night gig at Richmond, but fortunately that ended, and we're good to go.
You're gonna go there. It's never too soon.
Never too soon. No. Well, that's right. Sometimes you just got to arrest your comedy and move on.
Ari Avivi joining us in studio, and brought a friend with him today. Connor Schick is also joining us. Connor, a great Saskatchewan fella who also is brave behind the mic and a comedian in our province.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm glad to have you here. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit about your career and how you got started, Connor. But I want to start maybe with Ari. Let's talk a little bit about the Comedy Pit. There's maybe a person that's listening that hasn't heard of it. What would you like them to know about the Comedy Pit?
So the Comedy Pit is a showcase of clean stand-up comedy. We started it 5 years ago, and it started when, I've been doing hobby comedy for 30 years, improv and stand-up and a bunch of other things. But there was never a place to go to do clean stuff. Never a place I could go to say, hey, Mom, you want to come watch what I do? Mm-hmm. I don't mind blue comedy. I mean, it can be funny as all get out. But I wanted something that was in that niche that I really liked to do. So the old adage, right? If you don't like the game you're playing, take your ball to another diamond and start your own game. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. We started the Comedy Pit. And it has two mandates. One, it's a great room for comics of all experience to come and perform in front of an audience.
Okay.
And we have people who are nationally touring, right down to people who are taking their very first shot. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun. The audience is so respectful, and so there's so much a part of it that they love to see you succeed.
Right.
And these national touring comics, and I'm intentionally not naming names, and I'll explain that in a moment why I don't do that, but they're coming to work out stuff that they're taking all over the place.
Right.
And the reason the Comedy Pit never mentions names is it's about the show, not the headliner. We don't have a headliner.
Right.
We have eight different comics every 2 weeks who are coming up and doing stuff.
You do eight a night every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks. Every comic gets 7 minutes, and they do a really tight, wonderful 7 minutes.
Yep.
Sometimes it's brilliantly funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like the third corner at a NASCAR race. It's just a wreck. But that's part of the fun as well.
Yeah.
And with those eight comics, it's really a smorgasbord of comedy. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to be there. You're going to find stuff you like, and you're going to find stuff that you go, oh, well, okay, I won't order that again.
Right.
But
right.
It's so good, and it's such a great stepping stone for a lot of comics.
Is it hard to find comics that want to abide by the clean stand-up rules in your club?
No.
No.
Because they know that's the rule. What's really interesting is they do slip.
Right.
And the audience is the judge of that. We actually have
a barometer. They'll hold you accountable.
They do, actually. Yeah. And we have, so if you go too far, the audience will call you out and you receive this. This year it's a sticker. Last year it was a ribbon, but we ran out of ribbons called the At Least You Tried ribbon. And you're at the end of the set, it gets slapped on you. And it's like, well, at least you tried.
Yeah, for sure. So where did you get your love for this, Ari? Like you've said, you've been really dabbling in this for years. I know you love it. We've talked about it before, but where did that come from?
That's a really good question, and I don't know. I think it was genetically hardwired in to have a comedic perspective on life.
Like, were you the class clown?
I was in a lot of ways. I was a class clown. I was also incredibly socially inept, so humor was a great way of coping. Yeah.
It's coping.
It didn't help me make friends, but at least it helped me understand, you know, like, yeah. I felt like I was marginally included. But it was so much, it's just the way I've come from. My family has always been that way. We always have that whole sort of, you know, if you can make a joke out of it. Even I tell a story on stage about when my mother did a medically assisted death. And one of the most poignant memories that I have of her time before that was the day before she was reading her own funeral announcement and obituary in the paper the day before her death. Because it was on the long weekend.
Yeah.
And so it had to go in on Saturday and her funeral was on the Sunday. And that's just a brilliant, like, that is the kind of thing that life brings you.
Right.
And you have to embrace it and laugh about it and share it.
Yeah. The Comedy Pit has been a huge success. You're in year five now. I mentioned this. I mean, I want to focus on the comedians. I want to talk about that opportunity and I want to bring Connor into this in a second, but you can't help but be impressed by the thousands of dollars that you've donated. Can you talk about that? So is it a portion of ticket sales or how does that work?
So it's very humbling when you see that number kind of come together. We've had some great sponsors who've literally helped us offset all of our expenses. All of our performers volunteer their time. That's the trade they get for having this great room. And we take the proceeds from that and push it all back into the community. Mm-hmm. We have three rules when it comes to who we select for charities. Number one, it has to be a local grassroots charity that can't be part of a national group. So if you're like the Saskatchewan chapter of anything, sorry, we can't help you. You can't be big enough to run a golf tournament. If you have that many members, you can run a golf tournament. The money that we're going to give you is not going to help.
Okay.
And we suggest that you're a non-controversial charity. And there's lots of charities out there that you either love or you hate. And I often use the example of Prairie Harm. Some people absolutely love it. Some people are absolutely against it. Mm-hmm. And so we made a decision that any charity that can be divisive that way, we step away from. And it's not a judgment on the charity at all. Yeah. It's just us saying we want to make sure that we're pretty, you know, down the middle.
And you've been able to give out $15,000 plus to a variety of different causes. So obviously, that's huge for
absolutely
local charities.
And we do it in two ways. We have a major donation at the end of our season, but we also have a program called Comic Angels, mm-hmm. where we've had businesses in town buy 10 tickets. And they say, we don't want our name on them, but they're paid tickets. Give them to somebody.
Nice.
And those organizations can then use them as volunteer thank yous or in raffles or draws or whatever they want to do with them. They're prepaid and they're done and they can take them. And so that little, again, one hand to one hand to one hand makes a lot of difference.
Sure. So speaking of tickets, we're up against our break here, but we're keeping both of our guests, Ari Avivi, producer of the Comedy Pit, a showcase of clean stand-up comedy, and Connor Schick also in studio with us, who is a comedian. We're going to talk to Connor in just a second, but you've got two sets of tickets you want to give away, two pairs of tickets, correct?
Absolutely.
Can we just do it over the text line?
Absolutely. I mean, we have two sets of tickets and you can use them at any show in this season, including the one that Evan Bray is going to be doing his first stand-up set on. He doesn't know that yet, but he's just agreed to do that. Yep. You're coming.
Ari,
Evan.
I'm not a stand-up comic.
I'm not a radio guy, but here I am.
I know, but...
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, listen. So how are we giving these tickets away?
Here's what we'll do. Text a joke that Evan can use, a clean joke that Evan can use on the text line. So you send that in, a clean joke. Evan will pick a joke that he wants to tell, and that'll get you your two tickets.
Wow. This is taking a little bit of a turn here, Ari.
You're a man who used to kick through a door with a gun, and this is pressure?
Yes, this is pressure. Actually, you could put me in a stack doing a warrant execution over standing up on a stage and doing stand-up comedy. Okay, text line is open, 1-877-332-8255 for the next 5-10 minutes. We'll take your text. Let's take caller number 10, or texter number 10, texter number 15. I think Frank's going to grab those for us, so we'll get the names. You're texting in a joke, apparently, that I could tell on the stage. So you don't have to type out the whole joke, but just get in on our texting here, 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Ari Avivi, Connor Schick, you're listening to 980 CJME. And 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. If you are just joining in, a couple of things going on here. Number one, we've got Ari Avivi in the studio, the producer of The Comedy Pit, which is in its fifth season dedicated to clean stand-up comedy. It kicks off its next season coming up here on September the 9th. Also joining us is Connor Schick. Connor is a comedian who we're going to meet and talk to in just a second here. Ari just threw, can I say challenged me? Is that what you just did?
I would say that I put it out there and you did accept the challenge.
Well, Ari, I don't know if I accepted. You said you would like me to do 7 minutes of stand-up comedy at one of your nights.
Absolutely.
And I said, I'm a cop. I'm maybe a radio guy. I'm a farm kid. I'm a lot of things,
yeah.
But I'm not a comedian.
But we've had on our stage, we've had plumbers, electricians, city councilors, believe it or not. We've had a doctor. We have had a teacher, actually a couple of doctors, a couple of teachers, a librarian, some underemployed human beings, and haven't had anybody. Yeah, we pretty much had it from all walks of life.
Well, what we've asked is for people to text in a joke that I could tell on the stage, and we're giving away two pairs of tickets, so yep. We're going to have two winners. I said texter 10, texter 15, 1-877-332-8255. Dave from Assiniboia, how many cops does it make to make a take to make a pie? You can't make a decent pie out of a cup. Insert.
Well, and the thing is about those tickets, Evan, they're good for any time in our season.
Right.
So our season runs from September to April every 2 weeks. So every Tuesday night, second Tuesday night, there's eight different comics. So, but we'll publicize. We don't normally say which comics are on which show, but the night that you're on, we're definitely having you on.
Again, talking like it's a done deal. Okay, listen, we're going to get the names of the winners out here before the end of the break, but I want to bring Connor into this. So how long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
That's been about 3 years.
So tell me what you do, your day job again.
So I do video conferencing systems.
You're a tech guy.
Yep,
what prompted you to say, you know what? I think I'd like to stand on a stage in front of a microphone and risk the heckling that might come. What prompted that?
Well, you see, I get a lot of groans from my wife at home, so I felt that was worth something. No, basically COVID happened. I started writing little jokes that I thought were funny in my little notepad on my phone and figured, you know, I should probably try some of these someday. And so I did a Google search to see if there was stand-up in Saskatoon, and the Comedy Pit popped up.
Wow.
So I reached out to Ari and...
Yeah. So you've been, how many times have you appeared at the Comedy Pit?
Oh, goodness. Probably six,
seven? Is that
seven,
right? Yeah.
Something like that.
So the first time, how nerve-wracking was it?
You know, it's interesting. I was fine until 3 minutes before my time started.
Right.
Halfway through that comic, then my heart started going.
Yeah.
You know, it was like I was running that marathon.
Sure. And how did it go?
I would say it probably went better than I expected.
Did it?
Yeah. I kind of try to balance like little like one-liners with stories because I've always been a decent storyteller.
Yeah.
And so I'm a weird thinker. So the one-liner stuff is, you know, it's not for everybody. I like to say that one, if it bombs, I just say, I guess that one's for me though.
Fair enough. It's a great attitude. And obviously you like this. Have you performed in lots of different places now?
Yeah, I've done some traveling. Just recently did one in Waka, done some in Lumsden.
I love it.
More so Saskatoon.
I love that this is giving an opportunity to young comics to try things out. By the way, thecomedypit.ca is the website to go to if you want to know more information. What advice would you give, Connor, if someone's listening and maybe they're trying to get the courage up, you know, maybe they host a radio show and they've just been challenged to do stand-up comedy. What advice would you give?
Well, for you specifically, I would suggest to just do it.
Lean into it.
You'll live. It's so much better living without the regret of not trying. So push into it and just go for it.
Are you prompted on that one?
You know what? It's the date that you never asked out, and then 20 years later, you wonder. I wonder if I should have asked her out. Right? You don't want to be going, you know, retiring from radio, going, what do I do now? And then realize you left an entire aspiring senior circuit comedy tour behind.
I'm pretty confident I don't have that in my future, but 7 minutes on a stage later this year might prove that or not. Ari Avivi, producer of The Comedy Pit, and Connor Schick, comedian, both joining us here in studio. So it kicks off on September the 9th. That's next week.
Yep.
It's clean comedy.
Yep.
And the tickets that we're about to give away, by the way, are people can pick the night, right?
Correct.
The ticket, good for any night.
You get a ticket voucher. You can use it anytime between September and April for our shows in this season. It's really important to recognize that we kept tickets at $10. It's $10 for a 90-minute show. Wow. You can't get that kind of fun.
Say, that is so reasonable. Yeah,
$15 if you come to the door, if you can get them at the door. We have this problem of running out of seats.
So where are you again?
We're at a great little venue called the Art Bar in Saskatoon. It has all the feel of a New York City black box theater.
We've had the owner of that on the radio.
Dakota and Dylan.
They're
so good. It is such an amazing place. It is the hottest spot for comedy in the city. And they bring in lots of like touring comics as well. We're super happy to call it home.
Awesome. Okay. So it fires up. Now, what day of the week? Is it always the same?
Always
day?
Tuesday night. Always starts right at 7. None of this showing up early or showing up, you know, at 7 because you'll miss the first comic.
Sure. Like,
that kind of stuff. So be there in your seat at 7. And we even have free popcorn. Free good movie theater popcorn just for coming out.
I mean, this is like, how can you say no to this?
How can you say no, Evan?
Okay, we've got our winners. Martin Tsai out of Saskatoon and Joan Dixon. Those are our two winners. So thank you to everyone that texted. I'm going to have to find a way to, you know, put together all of these jokes and see if it can become a 7-minute segment, I guess. I don't know if I've officially said yes or not yet.
Hold on. We'll do a quick vote in the studio. Of the three of us in the studio, raise your hand if Evan's doing the set. Yeah, it's 2-1.
Ari Avivi, The Comedy Pit, and you can find them online, thecomedypit.ca. Stand-up comedian Connor Schick, thank you both for coming in. And, I guess clearly we're going to be in touch.
Absolutely, Evan. Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the show. Thanks, fellas. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.